A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 12. In the meantime, when so many thousands of people had gathered together that they were trampling one another, he began to say to the disciples first, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed from the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs on your head are all numbered. Fear not, you who are of more value than many sparrows. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Greetings in our Savior's name. Witnessing is hard. This is because it is a spiritual act done by a born-again disciple of Jesus, by one who has been made alive by the forgiveness of sins through Jesus' death on the cross and his glorious resurrection on Easter morning. To keep us focused on the spiritual level, Jesus in our text gives us a number of directives. First, don't be a hypocrite. Don't pretend to be spiritual. You will come off as fake, then your message comes off as fake as well. You don't have to fake your message. It is God's message. So he says, secondly, speak openly and honestly. Be so confident in your message that you can shout it from the housetops. You do not have just a message to tell. You have the message. Don't be ashamed of it. Boldly proclaim it. Jesus died for the sins of the world to secure forgiveness for all. But he is not dead. He is risen. This is the message that brought scared disciples out from behind their locked doors and sent them boldly across the Middle East and Europe. So Jesus tells them and us to, thirdly, have the proper fear. Don't fear those who will attack you for your witness. Rather, fear the one who can do a lot more damage to you beyond what man could ever do. Is this a threat? No, but it is a serious warning. The temptation of the fear of man is to water down the message lest one offend someone. Jesus is saying, don't go there. Do not let your fear of offending man cause you to offend against God. For if you give in to your fear of man, you will set yourself up for facing the one who can do much worse to you. Don't go there. But Jesus also encourages with the positive message and says that you are valuable to God. He has counted the hairs on your head. He considers you more valuable than many sparrows. You don't have to be afraid of anyone. You can trust him to take care of you as you faithfully fulfill your mission. Rely on him and go and speak boldly. So his final encouragement is to go trusting in the Spirit. Instead of fearing man, instead of denying your Savior, trust the Holy Spirit to be with you. Step up and open your mouth. The Holy Spirit will give you what to say. Please note that this is not making you another apostle with divine inspiration. You will not be adding a new book to the Bible. Rather, in John 14, Jesus says, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." This is what the Holy Spirit will do. What you have learned in your Bible study, what you have been taught in confirmation and Bible class, what you have heard in sermons, all this the Holy Spirit will use to aid you in putting together the message that you need to speak at that moment. He will take what he has already put there and help you bring it forth in a statement of faith filled with his power. Jesus is simply saying in this text, do not fear, trust the Holy Spirit. He will help you put together the message you know in a way that will confound, convict, and hopefully convert your hearers. For when that happens, they will thank you for not watering down the message, but speaking it boldly so that they could hear it and believe it too. And when that happens, the hard task of witnessing becomes worth all you go through. So I pray the Lord uses you and will bless your witness as you confidently speak up for him. God bless.